Okay, good evening YouTube. Welcome to this last episode, Sam. It's the last episode of the 1920 season in FPL. And well done. Congratulations to every single one of you for making it through what can only be described as a topsy-turvy, never seen before, coronavirus impacted.
Longest season ever.
Longest season ever. It has been a slog, guys, but thank you to each and every one of you that stuck with us, been here for all the streams. It's been emotional, hasn't it? Been emotional.
Oh, it has, but equally, been bloody brilliant, hasn't
it? It's been bloody brilliant. We've seen a lot of things that I didn't think we were going to see.
Oh, I know.
I didn't think we were going to get the restart at one stage, and now we've had the restart. Everything is said and done, guys. We will, of course, be talking about game week 38 in a bit of detail. We won't be looking ahead to anything because this is it. This is the last game week. We may have a bit of a word on when FPL might restart because we know now that Premier League is going to start on the 12th of September. That's been announced. FPL as a game likes to give us about a month or so normally to tinker with our team. So what are we saying? Early August-ish? Possibly?
I mean, who knows? I mean, let's be honest. This year, anything could happen.
Anything could happen. And it's not I predict it won't be long before we are back here talking about who's in your game week one team. Not long. I would say weeks. A couple of weeks.
Well, for FPL headquarters, I need a couple of weeks at least to lie in a darkened room and just get over what happened today in terms of that 10-minute window.
Oh, my days. Absolutely unreal. So, guys, we'll talk about game week 38. We've got loads to talk to you about tonight. Not least our final overall ranks, where you finished up, where I finished up. We will be, of course, presenting the ceremonial Wooden Spoon Trophy. In case you don't know where that's going, guys, either Team Sam or Team Lee. Most of you can guess where that's going, but listen, more on that a bit later on. So we'll be talking about that. We will be crowning Sam our Manager of the Month for the Project Restart League, our Patreon League. Fantastic, fantastic performances by everybody at the top of that league, but we now know who the winner is. So we'll be updating that league and telling that person that's won what they've won and, you know, giving them big congratulations. And then, as we finish the live stream, we'll be talking about our pre-season predictions. This is something that I really, really enjoyed this time last year when we look back on 18-19 and we look back and we did our predictions then.
When I relegated Watford last year.
When you relegated Watford, and I think I might have relegated Newcastle that year, I don't know. But for those of you that missed this, game week one of this season, we wrote in these envelopes here, and we have them right here, all sealed. We've moved house since we wrote these, and these came on the move with us. The FPL family community, so we did a whole... You guys did some predictions. So we did a bit of a consensus on the live chat, and you guys predicted what the top four, bottom three, golden boot, and the top FPL point scorer would be. So you guys did some predictions. We had our friend of the channel, Kun Karam.
Go on, Kun Karam.
Friend of the family, Kun Karam, who we met on one of our nights out, said, I'd love to be part of your predictions. Here's my predictions. We were like, good effort, Kun Karam. So Karam, who's a regular here, and he's probably in the live chat, so say hello to Kun Karam.
Did some swapsies with him this week.
Did some panini swaps.
Yeah, did some swaps.
Hashtag got need. Very good. Max was very happy. And we've got some Lee and Sam predictions as well as to what we thought happened.
Oh, God knows what I wrote.
And I know, I can only remember what I put as top goal scorer, and it wasn't Vardy, but he was very close. He was very close. So listen, more on that a bit later on. But you're absolutely right, what you said before. Talk me through the stress levels on the free hit, 10 or 15 minutes to go before 3 p.m. GMT, when the deadline for this game week was. News breaking on Twitter. Also, just, it went off, didn't it? It went off.
I mean, I can honestly say, even prior to the 10 minutes before kickoff, honestly, I have never been so FPL stressed as I was this week. No, genuinely, this is the...
What about when we did the FPL quiz on the FPL show? That was quite... You were quite stressed for that.
Well, that added to the stress I already had. Honestly, I'm never doing it again. I am never, ever free-hitting in the final game week of the season ever again. Although it did work out, so was it worth it? No, it wasn't worth it. It was not worth the stress. It was horrendous. I went through so many drafts. I had so much panic. And it wasn't... It was the midfield.
Yeah.
And then, 10 minutes, 15 minutes before kickoff, the world went mad.
We had some leaked Leicester team news, which wasn't... Nobody was too worried about that. But then we had some leaked Liverpool team news, which everybody was really worried about. And it just escalated from there, didn't it?
All escalated far too fast for my liking. And it was like, all of a sudden... So, in my head, as most of you will know, I posted my team as it was this morning. where Kane was my captain and I still had Salah. And I said to a few people that I spoke to this morning that Sterling was coming in. There was never a doubt that Sterling was coming in. It was just how I managed that. And the fear of not owning Salah was huge.
Not owning Salah?
Yeah, yeah. Because it was like a Newcastle... It's new, at any other stage in the season, would you take Salah out ahead of a trip to Newcastle?
No, okay.
A Newcastle with a hit injury defensively? You wouldn't.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, God.
So did you act on that Liverpool league team news? Did you take Salah out, take Trent out? Oh, goodness me. More on that, guys. A bit later on when we talk about the results for game week 38, including how your free hit team which I think went pretty well. But before we get to that, we have to say hello to a few people. Here we go. Let's get this going.
I hope it's still quieter now.
I think it's a bit quieter. Yeah, who was that? It was Andrew Yee, wasn't it? It's hurting his little ears, wasn't it, Andrew?
It hurts everyone's ears.
Hopefully that's all right for you, Andrew. Let's say hello to a few people. FPL Flynn is in. How are we doing, Flynn? He's saying, absolute carnage, Sam. It was carnage.
It was awful.
It was horrendous. Sai Padval is in. Hey, Sai, how are we doing? Ewick is in. He's saying City with lots of blue hearts. Yeah, a devastating win for City today. I mean, nobody expected much from Norwich today, but City could have had double what they had. And that is no joke. I watched the City and Norwich game as well as Liverpool-Newcastle for Scoutcast Matchday. Any of you that tuned in Scoutcast Matchday. That's hard to say, isn't it? Anybody that tuned into that, thank you, because that was really good fun.
As an aside, that was brilliant today.
Oh, did you enjoy that?
Honestly, I said this to the guys in the Slack. Today has been my favourite ever day of watching football. Honestly, okay. Apart from obviously when you go to a ground, I had Spurs on the telly where Kane scored. I had you and the guys from Scoutcast Matchday on my iPad listening to you guys. And I had the guys in the Slack, our patrons, who were just spectacular entertainment today. It was absolutely, and I'm sure some of them are in, it was absolutely quality dealing with them today. Honestly, I can't.
And I'd just like to point out something I just need to get this off my chest. This time last week, we sat here, and you, Sam, you mocked me, Sam, for having Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain in my differentials team. And you guys in the Slack mocked me for having Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. Only went and bloody scored, then got an assist today, didn't he? What a differential for the final couple of game weeks. No, of course I didn't bring him in. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain bringing home the points today. Mohar is in. Mohar Moghi. Thank you, Mohar, for joining us. Helen Raybould is in. How are you doing, Helen? Nice to see you. Mark Joshi says, hello, Lee and Sam. Hello, Mark Joshi. Very nice to see you. Bharat Chadwani is here. Have followed you both through the season. Really learned a lot. Thank you, Bharat, for joining us.
There will be some
of you guys in the live chat, I know, that will have followed us all season from game week one. There'll be some of you guys that have followed us since the beginning. And that, a couple of weeks ago, is a real highlight for me when we got to 10k subscribers, guys. Thank you to everybody that's hit that subscribe button. If you haven't already, we'd love you to hit that button and get us to 11k before the end of the season. There's the mat that's stuck to your cup. Very good. The cup has done well. The cup's made it through another season. It's looking a little bit like it probably could do with a new one because the Spurs badge is fading a little bit.
If anybody sees a pink Spurs mug.
Hard to find pink Spurs mugs.
Can you DM me with a link? Because I really do need a new one.
The cockerel is fading on the side. Unlike Sam, Spurs European hopes, which we'll talk about a bit later on. Andrew Yee is in. He says, oh, had a disaster game week, guys. Down 95k. Ruined all the post-restart. Well, listen, Andrew, take a breath, mate. Got a couple of weeks before it all kicks off again, and then we all go again for a blank slate. And for a few weeks at least, you can say you're ranked number one.
Can't wait for September the 12th. Yeah, absolutely. I already can't wait.
Absolutely. MU Fan TV, how are we doing? Very nice to see you.
Oh, Garfield, he's happy tonight.
Rob, he'd be very happy. Mm-hmm. Very happy. Garfield Rob is in. Lost my mini league thanks to a free hit. He says, stressed out emoji.
And that's what I was so worried about.
Yes, absolutely. Rushil Joshi is here. How are we doing, Rushil? Nice to see you. Joe Finley Badder is in and moderating.
Joe,
how are we doing? Very sad to see them going down. No, bad today. They are, as you guys will know, they're our local team here. They're our local team, Watford. So it's a real shame to see them go.
Hospital right next door.
Real shame to see them go down. But congrats to, we have to say, commiserations to those guys and, of course, to the Bournemouth fans who did their bit today, Bournemouth, to be fair. Just wasn't quite good enough. But congrats to the Villa fans. Well done, Villa fans. Another season in the Premier League. Did you see the post-match celebrations, by the way, in the Aston Villa changing room?
It's huge for them, though, isn't it? It is like winning the league.
Yeah, I guess, but
financially, it's massive.
I was with Roy Keane on that. Did you see Roy Keane? He was in the Sky Sports studio.
Did he have another round?
He was just like, they've not won anything. Why are they celebrating? It's just like
that. Stayed up, that's
Roy
massive.
Keane, good value, I think. Good value.
Roy Keane's been brilliant this season.
It's been great. Yeah, Miguel C is in. Hey, Miguel from Venezuela. How are we doing, Miguel? Very nice to see you. Sunit Vaidya is here. How are we doing? He says, Hayley and Sam, MUFC Champions League, here we come. Yes, well done to all the Man United fans. Begrudgingly. Well done. I tell you what, has there ever been a big... Let's not beat around the bush. The reason they are in the Champions League is Mr. Bruno Fernandes. That is the only reason. Without that signing in January, they are not in the Champions League.
No, I'd agree. But, I mean, so many clubs have had an up-and-down season, but Manchester United epitomise this season, don't they, in terms of how crazy it's been. They've been like, up, oh, they've been down.
They've been good since the restart, though. Since Bruno's been in, they've been good.
Bruno arrives in, what was it, 25? Did Bruno arrive in 25?
Something like that. Sounds about right.
Since then...
Yeah. Absolutely unreal.
They are great for next season.
FPL Rubber Ducky is here. Very nice to see you. He says Villa should not be staying up. VAR screwed up. Well, listen, I am personally looking forward to seeing Match of the Day a bit later because obviously for Scoutcast Match Day, I was watching the Liverpool game and the Man City game. Didn't see a lot of the other games other than to hear what was going on in them. So I'm looking forward to seeing Match of the Day and see whether Villa were indeed lucky to stay up or not.
Don't you love this Match of the Day? This is the one where they do all so that it's like all plays out in real time. The different clubs, doesn't it?
Oh, it's great. Absolutely love it. Charlie King is in. How do Man United fans celebrating the Champions League? As well they should, Charlie. Casey Skinner is here. Hey, Casey.
Hi.
How are you doing? Very nice to see you. Carl Vineyard is here. Yes, Mourinho did celebrate finishing sixth, Sam.
To be fair, and I will back him on this because
of course you will.
No, genuinely, he arrived. We were in 14th, dead, literally dead. We were going nowhere. To finish sixth, I think is quite frankly brilliant.
Would you have preferred not to have Champions League though and go into next season without that as a distraction?
Got the Champions League. Just
sorry, Europa League. You know,
I wouldn't. No. And I'll tell you why. And it is so.
He'll win that for you, Jose.
I mean, if he wins that for me, I'll love him forever.
It's got a good track record.
It's not to do with why you... So I get why you're saying, would you not want it? Because of the extra...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but actually, financially, we're struggling. To be in the Europa League is important. That's important.
All right, fair enough. Joville is in. I finished the season 10.3k overall rank.
Nice,
boom.
Well done.
And a big heart emoji. Loving Tottenham Hotspur being in the Europa League. Lovely, lovely, lovely stuff. Well, listen, guys. Loads to discuss on tonight's FPL Family. There's our Twitter on the left-hand side, at FPL Family. Almost 28,000 of you now following us on Twitter, so thank you very much. Hit that follow button over there. And of course, go hit the follow button over on Instagram if you want to talk to Sam. And go and follow us on Facebook because we are over there as well. Right, Sam, what do we need to talk about? We need to have a quick look through some of these games. I think we're going to go through this at a fair pace.
Yeah, because...
Because there is no kind of... There's no kind of ongoing... ramifications. We're not going to say, well, Bruno scored a penalty today, so therefore leave him in. It's done. So,
no.
Let's rattle through these.
I knew what Spurs.
Well, go on, let's start with that. Palace 1, Spurs 1. Anybody in that Spurs team that you think is going to hit the ground running next season? Let's maybe ask that question.
Yeah.
Because it's all going to be dependent on prices, etc, etc. Yeah. You've got to think that Kane's going to be expensive.
No.
You've got to think, well, why not?
Why would he be expensive?
This is Harry Kane.
And what?
So here's my question then. Kane, Son, they're going to be expensive because they've just got the history in the background, right?
Right.
Where is the value going to be? Is it Bergwijn? Is it Lo Celso? Is it finally Eric Lamella coming to the fore? Is it Dele Alli who's potentially going to be a bit cheaper?
Well, last season, the value at Spurs was actually, it should have been in the defence. I mean, it wasn't because we were dreadful to start the season, but with Mourinho at the helm and with Mourinho having a bit of a pre-season with them, it should be in the defence again next season if it stays. I can't see they put the defenders up in price because they've actually been terrible.
Sure.
So there might be some good options at the back. I don't think Harry Kane will be that expensive this season. I don't think he can be. He's been so injured for so much of the season. I don't think they can put his price up very much. And he had a price drop this season and there's no August this year, okay, which is always a benefit for Harry Kane.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, James Harding is saying, I thought Kane was finished, Lee. Yes, I'll hold my hands
over
that one.
Lee needs to apologise to Harry Kane.
Clearly not. Bossman525 is saying Dele Alli's the one to have a look at for next season. What else are we saying? Joe Finley-Badder, here we go. 50 minutes on Harry Kane, 10 minutes on everything else. Sorry, Joe, we will get to Watford if you want us to, mate. If you want us to, we will go there very quickly. But I need to go around some of these grounds. Man City 5, Norwich 0. This is a game that I watched for Scoutcast Match Day.
Mm.
No doubt. it was backs to the wall stuff. It was damage limitation from Norwich, and they knew it from the off.
Yeah.
They literally parked the bus, and City still had enough to get through the bus. The most telling goal was KDB's first goal, City's second, where there was a whole row of Norwich players camped inside their box, like a back eight almost, with just Pookie up there, who just looked isolated the whole time. And KDB just got the ball, bit of neat footwork, and just went, oh, screw this, I'm not going to keep playing through this back eight, and just launched it in the top corner. Absolutely sensational. Now tell me this, Kevin De Bruyne, 9.5 million in game week one. What is his FPL price game week one next season?
So if you remember, I had KDB every single game week this season on the basis that I couldn't afford Sterling going into game week one. So I went KDB, and if you watch our stream back from before the season started, it was panic. Particularly when KDB did nothing in the first week and Sterling was absolutely fire, wasn't
he? Yeah.
He will be more.
If he
is not more expensive than
Salah and Mane? Is he up there? Is he in the 12s?
I think so. I think they're all 12. All three. And probably Sterling too.
Hard to disagree with that.
I think all four of them are 12.
Particularly if KDB's going to have penalties.
The thing that FPL love to do is they love to make your pick. They don't want you to be able to have Salah, Mane, Sterling, KDB. They want you to have to make some hard choices going into game week one and get it right so that your team value grows. So I wouldn't be surprised to see KDB and Sterling start the season on 12. And I wouldn't be surprised to see the likes of Mahrez, Bilva and Foden also take price hikes.
Price hikes, okay. Well, listen, MZ Ludo is in. He's saying 12 million for sure. Afrasiab is saying 11.5 or more. Bossman 525, 10 million. I think you'd take him at 10 million, wouldn't you?
If he's 10, I'll sign him now.
Absolutely. Nick Hill is saying KDB 13 million next season. I'm not sure he'll go quite as high as that, but I certainly think in the sort of 11 to 12 bracket, he absolutely could be there. But listen, City, Kevin De Bruyne or otherwise, were fantastic today. Gabriel Jesus could have had more. Yeah. Sterling probably could and should have had more. If you captained any of these guys, if you captained KDB, get in the comments. And if you're watching the replay, get in the comments. Tell us how delighted you were to see that, particularly that second KDB goal going in.
But it was what we love about KDB, wasn't it? And it's the thing that we've missed the last couple of game weeks when he's been a bit deeper. Today, he had the freedom of the pitch and he was forward a lot more. And that's, you know, obviously in part because they were playing Norwich. But yeah, you could really see him searching for the assists, couldn't you?
Because
now he has that assist record for the season, which, well done, KDB.
It's going to be so hard to have a 12 million KDB with an 11.5, probably 12 Salah, plus a 9.5, 10 million Bruno. I mean, this is, that's a third of your budget gone already, right? Listen, this is all for a couple of weeks' time, but guys,
that's why we need to look at the promoted teams and pick out some bargains.
Going to be very difficult. As for Norwich, nice knowing you guys. Nice knowing you. Maybe see you in a few years' time, but it's going to be very difficult for those guys to get back up. Arsenal 3, Watford 2. A quick word on Mr. Aubameyang almost getting the golden boot. I think only finished one behind Jamie Vardy in the end. So we know what you're going to get with Aubameyang. But listen, Kieran Tierney with a goal and assist today looks pretty attacking. Is he a player that you maybe is on your game week one radar already for next season?
Yeah, I mean, apologies to Aubameyang in advance for saying that I didn't think you were a good option on the FPL show. It wasn't that I didn't think you were a good option, it's just I was worried you might get benched because of the FA Cup.
Sure.
Yeah, I think in terms of Aubameyang, you know what you can get with him, but Tierney was a real turn up for me today. Now, we've seen there's been a few games from him this season when he's been fit and playing where he's looked good and was great today. So yes, he's definitely one to keep on the radar ahead of next season for sure.
Very good. All right. Super chat from Kieran. Thank you, Keza FPL. And I did see this in a tweet earlier. Guess what bloody Kieran did this week?
What did he do?
He only went and triple captained KDB. Ooh, that's absolutely incredible.
Absolute skills on the
just
final day.
The 57 points there for Kieran. Absolutely sensational.
What a rank rise.
That is.
Kieran, that must have been an overall rank jump through the roof.
That is an absolute touch there. That is an absolute touch. We've also got Jeff Holt in this evening. Jeff, how are you doing? Very nice to see you. He is saying, Sam Bonfield of FPL Family, 1920 Bloggers and Streamers League Champion.
Thanks,
well done.
Jeff.
Good work. Good work. So anybody that has...
That's been so competitive, that league.
That's been really great. I love that league. So Jeff, thank you, Jeff, for setting that up and running it all this year. So anyone that's a blogger or a streamer on Twitter
content
or content creator, So all your favourites, all the guys that you all know, right, Planet and Who Got the Assist and Surgery and all those guys, we're all in like a little mini league that Jeff runs. And you've won it, Sam.
I have.
Good effort. Very good. I'd love to know where I am. I'm probably about...
I don't think you're that far away.
I don't know. It's like 10th, 11th, something like that. I don't know. Jeff will tell us. I'm sure Jeff will tell us. But listen, no, we're near first.
Thanks,
because
Jeff.
I ended up
thanks
some 100
it.
Points behind you. So well done, Jeff. Thanks for organising that. Watford again. Sorry to see you go. Sorry to see you go. Did you see Deeney's comments afterwards, by the way?
He's right.
Need an audit of the club from top to bottom?
He's right.
Is it
you can't
three managers in
three
a season?
Three managers in a season and not need an audit of a club. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But Deeney is right. He's 100% right in what he says. If you sack three managers in a
right,
season, there's something fundamentally wrong with the club. It's not the managers.
And I have to say, and I apologise to Joe in advance for what I'm about to say, but I struggle to be sympathetic with Watford because of the way that they treated Pearson. To sack Pearson last week was just... What are they doing? I just don't get it. I just didn't get it. And to that end, it's very difficult. But listen, they almost pulled it off today.
I hope they bounce 3-0 back
down.
They are our local club.
They will find it hard. Because same as Bournemouth, the gate receipts are not big. So they will find it hard.
Well, they're
but listen,
nothing at the moment.
I would love for them to be back. No doubt about it. Quick chat about Leicester 0, Manchester United 2. So Jesse Lingard with his first goal of the season in the 97th minute. Who'd have thunk it? But Bruno Fernandes doing what Bruno Fernandes does. And in the end, that is why I wanted to keep him. Because
just a shout for the fact that I know they didn't finish 7th, but outside the top 4, as I said.
Leicester finishing, what, 5th in the end? Yeah, it's bad for them. I think if you think about the beginning of the season, and they were banging it, and Vardy was absolutely banging him in. I don't know what happens to them in the break. But they've not. They just didn't come back from the restart anywhere near where they needed to be.
My opinion is Rodgers just got it wrong these last few weeks. Mm. They got their strategies wrong. They just didn't look up for it. They didn't look fully there. Now, granted, they have got a lot of issues in terms of Maddison was out injured. Then they had their suspensions.
Maddison's a big loss, I think. Yeah,
and that was a huge problem to them. So, granted, they've had injuries, but there are other clubs that have had injuries too, and they've not kamikazed down the league like Leicester have. But it was cagey that game for a long time. Leicester were in it for a very long time, and Manchester United were holding on, and then it swung. And obviously, the Lingard goal makes it look a bit more like it was an easy game for United, and it certainly wasn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're a Leicester fan, I'd be really, really disappointed about them playing the Europa League after the season that they've had, because they have had a quality season up until
Vardy Golden Boot.
Up until the restart. And the problem is, I look at the rest of the teams in and around them. Liverpool, Man City, Man United, Chelsea. Those four are only going to get better. I would hope, beyond hope, that Spurs can only get better next season. Wolves have been brilliant again this season. There's so many clubs fighting now for those European spots. It's going to be very tough for Leicester.
Wolves will be disappointed to miss out as well, won't they?
Well, they haven't missed out definitely yet. Depends who wins the FA Cup.
Well, listen, we'll come to that game next. Fernandes' price next season, what are we saying?
What did he enter the game at? 8.5?
No, 7.5, wasn't it?
7.5?
What was his starting price? It was cheap, right? It was cheap. Everybody piled
Nine?
On. Nah, more.
I
think more. 9.5 minimum for Bruno Fernandes next season.
Wait, well, the thing is, there's going to be a lot of changes in position at United as well, because you wouldn't think that Martial and Rashford necessarily are going to be in this.
Yeah, that's a good point. Martial has reclassified as a forward next season.
Should have thought so.
Possibly, yeah, possibly.
I can't believe that he would be anywhere else. I mean, the Man United boys will be really interesting to see how they're priced next season, because it's probably going to be a case that you're going to have to pick one from Liverpool, one from City and one from Liverpool, would be my guess in terms of how we go into the game. It's going to be very hard to have more than two. I mean, Greenwood is going to take a huge hike.
Yeah, the guys are saying, here we go. Marcus is saying 15 million for Bruno. Bossman is saying 10 mil. FPL Trophy. Mo, how are we doing, Mo?
Hiya.
9.5. Shiva, 10 million. Christopher, 10 million. Sammy D saying 9.5, same as KDB was this season. Yeah, listen, at 9.5, I think I'd have him. But let's see, lots to happen.
It's going to be real hard.
Lots to happen between now and the start of next season. Let's go and chat about Chelsea 2, Wolves 0 then. And in the end, yeah, Wolves, I mean, I was following Wolves' Twitter when I was doing Scoutcast Match Day, and the Wolves' Twitter was literally, they're up in arms about this game, because not only do they feel like they didn't get the rub of the green with the first goal in terms of the decision, but the second goal, it was incredibly sloppy from what I saw. So, you know, a bad decision, a sloppy goal, just couldn't get back into it. Started, interestingly, with Neto in that game, which is his MO is a little bit more defensive than obviously an Adama Traore or a Podence, who we've seen in more recent times. Those guys are far more attacking. So do you think Wolves were a bit too cautious going into that game?
Maybe. I think I didn't watch this game. I didn't see any of it. But from what I was listening to of it, it sounded very much like Chelsea were the one that, as expected, I guess, that Chelsea went out to win it because they had to, through fear of what might happen in that Leicester and Man United game.
Yeah.
And Wolves, because their position in the league was as such that they just had to not lose it.
Yeah.
And it felt like that's how they played out the game. That Chelsea wanted to win it. Wolves just didn't want to lose it. And then, of course, when Wolves did go behind, it all went a little bit wrong because they just didn't have the pace. And then you had like Johnny and Doherty getting subbed off before 60 minutes. So that's terrible if you own them.
Do you think the lack of Europa League might benefit Wolves actually next season, though?
Well, they're still
do they become better options because they haven't got those Thursday nights?
Well, then, I mean, they're still in the Europa League now, aren't they? So in theory, they could win that and then they're in Europe again. But they
Champions
could,
League.
Yeah, but they could still make the Europa League. So if Chelsea win the FA Cup final, then Wolves will qualify, or they will go into the qualifying stages for the Europa League. So it'll be interesting to see how this all pans out. But I personally, my view is, obviously I'm delighted as a Spurs fan, but I am disappointed for Wolves because I actually think they really deserved...
Had a good season,
they
right?
They really deserved to make Europe on the season that they've had. They really did, and I hope they're going to win it.
All right. Question for you. Are Chelsea going to sell Kepa this season, and will they get $72 million for him? Frank Lampard playing, starting, in a game of this stature, guys, to dump the keeper and play the sub-keeper, Willy Caballero.
Who played really well.
And actually, again, on Scoutcast Matchday, Gianni, who is a Chelsea fan, was saying actually he thought that was a good decision because Willy Caballero gives the defenders a bit of confidence. He's more of a communicator.
Yes.
And in the last couple of games, I think he was mentioning the fact that Kepa had made a couple of bad decisions and the defence didn't have any confidence in him. But listen, this guy is not just so young, but he's 72 million. They can't just put him on the rubbish dump.
Without being rude, Kepa deserved to be on the rubbish dump last season with that nonsense when he refused to leave the pitch.
I remember that.
Honestly... He is, this is purely my opinion, but in my view, that is not what you want from your goalkeeper.
Has he got an attitude problem?
Well, I don't know, maybe he could join Zahar in the queue, but I think that there's something fundamentally wrong with your keeper who behaves like that towards the manager. And then, Frank Lampard is not an idiot. He's such a good manager. We've seen that all season from him. He's been brilliant this season as taking over at Chelsea. He does not go into the last game of the season and go, you're on the bench, unless there's a problem.
No, exactly. And as MU Fan TV is saying, that is a huge statement by Lampard.
Massive.
And I totally agree. That is a big, big statement by Lampard. Some of you guys in the chat suggesting that actually they should be going for Oblak, which would be, I think, a fantastic signing. But listen, that's another 70 million. Just spend 70 million on Kepa. Another 70 at least on Oblak.
Yeah, they've got the budget for it, haven't they? They just sell him off.
I don't know, Sam. The rest of the games, I don't want to touch on too much. Obviously, I was delighted with the Liverpool win in the end. Weird goal to start off with, wasn't it? The Marcus Gale goal. I mean, Van Dijk fouls, I think, St. Maximan in the centre circle, and Shelby just picks out Marcus Gale, and I think it's young Nico Williams and Gomez that are asleep there, and Marcus Gale just goes, what a weird start to the game. But listen,
just
if you've brought in Van Dijk, or if you've got, you kept hold of Mane, well done, you're getting some points in that game.
Just a little word from a Newcastle point of view, because for me, this is one of the teams that I am really keeping a close eye on for next season. I think they have been excellent since the restart. Really, really brilliant going forward on a shoestring budget as well. St. Maximan in particular is a brilliant asset for Newcastle, and he is one that will probably be in my first game week team.
Be very interesting to see what happens over the summer.
Yeah.
If and when the money comes in. Is Steve Bruce going to stay there? Do they sign a ton of players?
It's massively improved there since...
Do they then have a bit of a transition year? It'd be very interesting,
but
I agree.
Max,
very
man,
interesting.
Keep him on the radar for
nice player. Like
really,
him a lot.
Really good.
I liked him when he first came into the league, but I remember telling you a lot. I didn't know why. I just liked him, but he never really smashed FPL. He never really won many games on his own, but... His style and his fluidity across the football pitch, I just thought, there's a good footballer in there.
He's got
and
the
we're
Premier
starting
League now.
To see it.
He's got the Premier League. He understands the game now.
Yeah, and he's added a bit of physicality to his game. Not that he needed to be any more physical in terms of his appearance, but he now puts his foot in more. Have you noticed that? Before, it was just like, I might just not do that tackle because I prefer to be on the ball. Now he's bang, I want to be on the ball and get that win it back. I think he's a nice player. I agree. So, yes, delighted with the win. Aston Villa, then. Let's have a quick word about that. how written was it in the script for Jack Grealish to be the guy that got the goal?
You knew it, didn't you?
You just knew it. The guy that has basically carried Villa the whole season. Sorry, Villa fans, but he has. They've had one or two around the periphery. Like Tyrone Mings had a very good season. John McGinn at the beginning of the year was very, very good. And Trezeguet towards the end of the season has been good as well. And I actually think Dean Smith has got a lot out of the periphery players around Grealish. And that's made the difference since the restart. Yes, Grealish has continued to be in reasonable form, but Dean Smith has got a lot out of those players that were underperforming before the restart.
Yeah.
So Aston Villa, I think going into next season, Grealish probably going to get a price hike now. But I think that there's some value around him if you look carefully.
Well, I think Grealish will go now. I think Grealish.
Do
is,
you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think Grealish has done his. He's done. He did that interview, didn't he, at the end of game week 37, and he talked about how they basically asked him, "Are you still going to be? Have you played? Are you about to play your last game for Villa?" And He didn't say yes, but he didn't say no. And he said, if this is to be my last game for Villa, I want to make sure they stay in the Premier League. And it felt very much to me today like this was a leaving present. Here you are, you stay in the Premier League. Now, all you can hope, if you are a Villa fan and he does go, is that the money that they get for Grealish, because it won't be an insignificant sum, is spent wisely, because my gosh, are they going to need to strengthen if they're going to stay in the Premier League next year.
Agree. MU Fan TV, Grealish, welcome to Manchester United, he says. Bossman 525, Grealish to United.
He'll be the cheapest way into the United team next season, is my view.
Well, listen, Matt Henley saying Grealish is going to cost United more though now, which I think is true. Guys, get in the comments below, get into the live chat. If Man United fans, or even if you're not a Man United fan, who would you prefer, Jackie Grealish or Jadon Sancho? Who would you have out of them two?
I probably want them both.
United, well, they could go for them both, but it's a hell of a lot of money to go for both. I think of the two, I would still have Sancho. But Jack Grealish could be a very good signing for Manchester United. No doubt.
He's quite a United player, I think, Grealish.
Yeah, possibly.
I can see him doing well there.
Possibly. Well, there we go, guys. That was the fixtures for game week 38. That's it. We are done. Those were the last fixtures. What should we do next? I want to talk to you. I want to ask you, and I've not prepared you for this, favourite, and I can think of one off the top of my head, favourite Spurs goal from this season?
From an FPL point of view or personally?
Go on, you can answer it however you want to answer it.
I've not prepared you, so... my personal favourite goal was on Boxing Day when we took our little one.
Oh, when we went, right?
To his first game. And we sat in the South Stand and Dele Alli, who was in my fantasy team, scored. And I picked Max up. It wasn't a particularly brilliant goal, but it was. It will probably actually be my favourite goal ever.
Yeah.
On that very basis, because he just shouted, "Don't celebrate till it's been VAR'd, mummy!" Threw him in the air. Was like, "Shut up about VAR." But yeah, that was my favourite. But I know what you're going to say.
The goal I was thinking was, and you guys might remember this, the Son goal against Burnley.
I was there for that as well.
Where he basically just picked it up on the edge of his own box and just pelted it through the whole team and put it past Pope. It was a fantastic goal.
Individual skill.
I wrote some other Premier League highlights down here these seem so long ago. These seem so long ago, like when Norwich beat City 3-2 at Carrow Road. That seems like years ago. Leicester smashing Saints 9-0.
Right.
Away.
Is that really your highlight? Because I remember watching that game with you. It was a Friday night and you were so angry because I had Vardy and you only had Madison, and all he did nothing.
Got one assist.
Just got an assist.
In 9 goals.
Yeah, you were raging.
I'd forgotten the whole Vardy and Madison thing.
Horrendous.
And then, so here's just some highlights I wrote down. So that game sticks in my memory. Yeah. Then we had like the FPL hacking thing. Do you remember the hacking thing when poor old Andy and a few of like the other guys from Scout got their accounts hacked, and FPL Chef and guys like that got their accounts hacked? It's like, do you remember all that was going on?
Gosh,
that was this
and
season.
We all panicked and we all had to change our passwords.
Change the passwords. Everyone got ultra secure.
Everyone was like, "Whose fault is it? Let's just log out of everything."
Absolutely crazy. Then it was. Then my next memory was when we dominated City at Anfield. And Salah scored the lob and stuff. That was absolutely sensational. Then there was plenty of sackings as well. Silva getting dumped, and then Everton bringing in Ancelotti. A team to watch for next season, I think, Everton. I think Ancelotti has just used this season. He's had plenty of time.
Some decent players.
To get his head around that team.
Not Richarlison.
With a couple of additions, I think they could be strong next season, Everton. Keep an eye on those guys. Poch obviously going to Jose. Which, of course, didn't work out too bad. He went from 14th to 6th, so actually not too bad in the end.
I still miss Poch.
But you still miss
My
Poch.
My heart hurts for Poch.
And then you've got like all this, like you had the Pearson sacking and
Watford sacking
every manager under the sun, absolutely ridiculous. Then you had Watford beating Liverpool, not a particular memory that I'm fond of, but Watford beating Liverpool at Vicarage Road 3-0 to take away the winning streak. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Then obviously COVID, and then we had Vardy coming back with his 100 Premier League goals, Chelsea beating City for Liverpool to become champions, and then of course us lifting the trophy. So those are my highlights from the season.
You've missed one.
Go on, highlight for you, go on.
Snodgrass.
Snodgrass? What about bloody Snodgrass?
Don't you remember? It was game week 25. We'd had double game week 24 where I bought in Snodgrass on the basis the fixture the following week was nice. He played the double game week versus Liverpool and whoever else they played. And then the game after, Snodgrass went on a...
He scored two deflected goals.
Yeah. He got 18 points. And it was the same game week that Firmino got me a hat-trick of assists.
Savage. Two Snodgrass deflected goals.
He's my highlight.
Savage, absolutely. I mean, ridiculous.
Nothing beats that, does it?
Absolutely ridiculous. Guys, we're going to look at our team. So let's have a look at our teams, how we got on. Here's my team. So this is my team for game week 38. 73 points, which is okay, which is good. My total points for the season, 2286. Final overall rank of 67k. So listen, that's fine. I'm kind of okay with
Given
that.
Given where you were, that's brilliant.
My season has been... It kind of started off a bit shaky. Then I flip-flopped around 100 and 120k for weeks. I just couldn't get out of that rut. And then I can't remember what kind of boosted me up there, but I had a bit of a boost and got up to sort of 80. And then I was floating around 80 and sort of 80 to 100 for a long time. And then just since the restart, I've gone from 86k to 67k. So listen, that is top 1k, top 1%. So I'm very, very happy with that, guys. I mean, listen, any of you guys that are out there thinking, oh, I'm 100k, I'm 200k, 7 million people play this game. 7 million people. Now, I know what you're going to say. They're not all active. And, okay, I get that, right? 7 million people play this game. And by the way, next season, there'll be more.
This always goes up.
There will be more. There'll be 8 or 9 million next season, is my prediction. And listen, if you're in the top 70k, that means you're in the top 1%. If you're in the top 140k, top 2%. The top 200k is the top 3%. So listen, do not beat yourselves up if you're in 150, 200k. That is top 3% of all players. So listen, I'm very happy at 67k.
That was a minus four for me this week.
So actually the net, yeah, you're right, it's kind of 69. Don't bring it down for me. No. Final overall rank though, 67k. Happy with that. I'm okay with that. That to me is a pretty good rank. I've been in 1-2k. I had a real bad season last season.
Yeah,
sort of 200k or something like that.
Bounced back though, didn't you?
But I bounced back into 67k, so I'm happy with that. In terms of the game week, yeah, De Bruyne stands out. I made 3 substitutions at 3:15, which
we
was
literally
absolutely
were
ridiculous.
In here. I was dead on the floor by the end of it. Lee was in the chair. Just kind of, we were both looked at each other and went, "What just happened?"
It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. But so I took out Salah and Trent. Trent, I had for 37 game weeks. Took him out this game week. So you had
no one left for the whole season?
He was the only one I had. Yeah, only one I had. I had Trent, Salah and Greenwood I took out. And I put in Peters and Sterling and Ings. So actually the 3 transfers kind of worked out.
We've just got to tell the story about you and Danny Ings. Because at lunchtime today we had lunch. We were talking about FPL teams and we were talking about the decisions that we may or may not make. And Lee says, I've got these like 4 different possible options of things I could do. Danny Ings was in none of them, was he?
No, hadn't even thought about Danny Ings.
And yet, suddenly...
I wanted Antonio, he was in all my drafts.
Suddenly, and I told you not to, didn't I? And suddenly, at 3:10, Lee's like, I've got Danny Ings! I've thought about
Danny Ings for a hit. I just don't know why. But given that I was going to go Antonio, and I'm very pleased you talked me out of that, no doubt about it. So there we go, 73 points, 2-2-8-6, overall rank 67k is my finish for the season. That puts me... In terms of my overall ranks throughout the 12 years or so I've played FPL, it's about middle.
Okay.
It's about middle. It's not too bad. Talk us through your team then. You've got Kevin De Bruyne as well. Very happy with that. Sterling, Captain, Fernandez, all looking good for you.
So this was
the two forwards coming in as well.
Yeah, this was obviously my free hit team. This is how we ended up. So Nick Pope, I mean, I don't know what the fuss is about, quite honestly. waste of space. The rest of them, please, with Robbo. I'm somewhat annoyed at myself for getting Robbo. Over Van Dijk because you will have heard me spout about Van Dijk on everything I've done this week. Everything. I spouted about Van Dijk.
Newcastle susceptible to headers from set pieces.
Yeah, I said it everywhere. Yet somehow I ended up with Robbo, and I think it was the panic. The panic set in, and I thought, I'm losing a winger. I'm losing a wing back. Better get another wing back. Anyway, Robbo. The others, Peter's brilliant. Thank you. You've been a legend since I owned you.
Only a three today, though.
I don't care. Given
better
how,
than the other Burnley defenders got.
And given how little clean sheets there were, picking some free hit defenders that did something was good. Aurier, fine. He's been great. So I'm kind of, whatever. You can get two and be great. The rest of them, midfield was nice. I was disappointed with Pulisic. I expect a bit more from him. And he was unlucky to get some points. So he's one I'm definitely keeping on my radar for next season. And the two guys up top did me proud. I was never going to get a Aubameyang through fear that he might get rested. But the rest of them, really pleased. It was a successful free hit. I think I would have been about 25 points worse off had I not free-hitted this week. So great, perfect, we'll take that.
So 80 points this game with total points 2,391, a final overall rank, Sam, of 3.5k, which is very, very good indeed. If you would like to present me with the wooden spoon trophy, you would be very welcome to. And to be honest with you,
I think it's time now for us to get a little plaque and engrave it, because this is a hat-trick.
This is a hat-trick.
So now you get to keep the wooden spoon trophy. So we will get you a little plaque to go here, which will say Lee from FPL Family and the three seasons that you have won.
Can I get a shirt with like three stars on it?
You can. You can.
I'm very happy to take it. And I'll tell you why I'm happy to take it, because I'm not disappointed with my season.
No.
I'm not disappointed with my season, my overall rank. But I'm super impressed, super, super, super impressed with your season. So listen, I will happily take that on the basis that you, Sam, have finished at 3.5k, which is absolutely bloody brilliant.
So two things. First of all, if you don't content create, you sit here and watch us and think, oh, I wish I could have a go at that. Don't let your past dictate that you don't do it. Because when we started doing this, Lee has always been far better at FPL than I have, always. This is like, it was never even in doubt that he was better at it. I was just here for the ride, basically. But in the three seasons that we've done this, my overall rank has got better every time. This is the first time I've finished in the top 10k ever. But my points totals has gone up every year. I am honestly thrilled. Like, it could have been this. It feels like a season of it could have been so much better, because at one point I was like 800.
You will think that, and all you guys will think that, regardless of your overall rank. You will always say, I could have done that,
or I've done that. But 3K, I am absolutely buzzing. Not only is it 3K, like, thanks to Jeff for running the Bloggers and Streamers League. I'm super proud to have won that, like, because there's so many amazing content creators out there. So to win that is brilliant. Personally, like, there was a couple of leagues that I was desperate to win. I religiously, and the Spurs fans out there will know this, I religiously follow Coy's News. Like, that's the Spurs chatter. I won that league this year. Like, that's like proper life goals to win that. Yeah. And then the podcast.
The official FPL podcast league, yeah.
The official podcast league for the pod guest appearance people. That has been such a roller coaster of competition this season, with Julian Loren and with Jack Lang and a few others that have just been, we've been kind of there and thereabouts all season. Yeah. And I stole it from Jack on the last day, which I'm so excited about. I'm sure Jack isn't, but there you are. But yeah, so thank you to everybody for dealing with my kind of roller coaster of a season. But yeah,
it's been good. 3.5k is absolutely sensational. We've had a couple of super chats that I just need to address. So Salah Mohammed, thank you, Salah Mohammed, for the
actual Salah Mohammed. Thank you for all the points this season.
Thank you for the points this season. But Salah has said, "Hey FPL family, pints on me tonight. It's been a wild ride this season. Thanks for the videos
thank
and the super chat at $10. So Salah, thank you
so
very
much,
mate. That has been brilliant. Salah's been around, I think, pretty much all season, if not in seasons before as well. So brilliant. Thank you for joining us. It's been absolutely sensational. Carlos is saying the same thing. Thanks for all the content this year. Cheers. Brilliant, Carlos. Thank you very
thank
much
you.
For joining us here on FPL Family. Been an absolutely brilliant season. Brilliant season. We're not done yet, Sam, because we've got two things we need to do. We need to crown the manager of the month, and we need to open these envelopes on the pre-season predictions. So there's your team, 3.5k, absolutely brilliant season, absolutely brilliant season. Now the challenge is you've got to do it all over again next year. All over again next year.
Just need to pick a couple of snodgrasses out of the hat.
A couple of snodgrasses will absolutely do it. Let's see the Manager of the Month Super League. So here is the results of our Project Restart manager of the month Super League, and it is long-term patron Mr. Aaron Chen.
He's in bed now, annoying me.
Is he really?
He's in Australia, isn't he?
Oh, well, he's going to see it, right?
He does know because we talked about it in the Slack earlier. He knows he's won, but he lives in Australia, does Aaron? So he will catch us on the replay tomorrow. But yeah. What an absolute legend.
What a guy. He's been a patron of ours for a very long time.
Since the beginning, I think.
More or less since the beginning. Yeah. So I'm delighted to say that Aaron, with a score of, by the way, 732, and
KDB.
Yeah, he must have done, because a game week score of 101 this week, which KDB. Is bloody brilliant. Saw him move from third up to first and just take it off of Adam and Mark there right at the death.
It was so close.
Very, very close. Really, really enjoyed having you guys along for the ride on the Project Restart Super League. We will, of course, be doing our Managers of the Month competitions again next season. So when the Premier League kicks off on September the 12th, we will have a very quick September Manager of the Month competition. There'll be two or three game weeks, I would suggest, in that month. And then we will, I hope, be back to normal kind of in October and November. So if you're thinking about joining us on Patreon, if you want to go and check out what we do over there, go head over to patreon.com/FPL family after the live stream. All the links are in the description below. We will not charge you until September the 1st. So obviously nothing going on in August except for the Champions League, which has got nothing to do with our Patreon. So we won't bill you for August the 1st. If you want to come and join and be a patron right now, get access to all of our old Ohanas and access to the Slack and just try it out, see what it's all about.
Particularly from August when the game launches.
Yeah.
At some stage in August.
That's it.
You'll be able to be in the Slack for all of the fun chatter that goes
ready
on.
Ready for the new season, get a feel for it. And then if at the beginning of September you comes and you think, actually, no, I don't really like this, you can just cancel it. It's no problem at all. So if you want to go check that out, patreon.com/FPL family. But well done to Aaron. Aaron is going to win.
He's a Man United fan as well, so great day for him.
A Man United
and
fan.
And I guess
he's
we'll
very,
be sending some Manchester United paraphernalia to Australia.
Yeah, something from our sponsors, kickingtheballs.com. Again, all the links are in the description below if you want to go and check out Kicking the Balls. And they do all these kind of signed street signs and signed kind of shirts as well. So Aaron will be able to pick a shirt of his choice. I'm guessing Manchester United, signed by players and stuff like that. So get over to their website, check it out. But we will be in touch, Aaron, if you're listening. We will be in touch. Give us a DM and we'll sort you out.
And we'll do a little video with you.
Prize. And yes, the other thing is, absolutely, he gets to be in his very own FPL Family YouTube video, manager on the YouTube video. So we will do that as well over Zoom. And we will record that and we'll put it out on the channel some stage over the next couple of weeks when we get to speak to Aaron. But well done to everybody. Well done to Adam and Mark and Scott and Ramil and Karam and Thomas as well, because all of you guys did fantastic since the restart. Some brilliant, brilliant scores in there. Brilliant scores. Just before we move on, a super chat from John Tyner. Thank you, John, for the super chat. Thanks, guys. Improvement from 2.4 million from last season. So sounds like John's had a good season.
Well done.
2.4 million last season. John, would love to know what your overall rank is this season. Listen, tell us where you are. We want to see where that improvement's gone. But listen, Aaron Chen, well done. Manager of the month. Project Restart Manager of the Month. 732 points since the restart. Absolutely
awesome.
Sensational stuff. Absolutely good stuff. Well done, Aaron, and congratulations. Right.
Oh, God.
Right.
Who did I relegate?
Pre-season prediction time, guys. Pre-season prediction. Let's see. Where should we start first? Should we see what you guys as a community...
Yeah, go on.
Let's see what the community thought, first and foremost. Because right back in game week one, we said, who do you guys think are going to be the top four? Who do you guys think are going to be relegated? Who's the bottom three? Who's going to be the golden boot? Who's going to be the FPL top point scorer across all positions? I think we did it. I think we did it all positions.
I can't remember. We'll find out when we open the envelope.
Now, these envelopes, we wrote them down. We put them on what looks like an FPL show card, I think, must be in there. And we did a whole thing. You guys got in the live chat and you said, I think it's this, this and this. And we took a bit of a consensus.
We did.
Let's find out, Sam.
Streams.
Let's find out.
What'd they put?
What you guys said. What your predictions were at the beginning of this season. The community predicted the bottom three, let's start with that. Bottom three would be 18th, Norwich.
Ooh, they did worse.
Very good. 19th, Newcastle United.
Ooh!
Newcastle United, relegated by you guys.
Ooh, dear.
Relegated.
They won't be happy.
20th, Sam, relegated by the FPL family community, Sheffield United.
What?
Sheffield United.
Guys!
You guys relegating the Blades there, bottom three. Absolutely.
Well, the Blades showed
unreal.
Up.
Unreal. Absolutely unreal.
So one out of three.
One out of three.
I mean, it's not great, but it's not bad.
Not a good start, guys. Let's see how we get on. Golden Boot. You guys said...
Who?
Mr. Mohamed Salah.
Mm.
Golden Boot would be Salah.
Not far off.
Not far off, guys. Not far off. But no, it was not Salah. Top four. Top four. And if I remember rightly, there was a lot.
I've remembered this now because I was not happy.
Because in the they top four of the community, I've only got something against one and two. I haven't got anything against three and four.
Because we are, I remember this now.
Must have been very undecided.
There were so many arguments in the chat about it. I remember this because I was not happy with you because you didn't want to put Spurs. And it was they couldn't decide between Spurs, Arsenal,
well,
and someone else.
All right, well, listen, top four, number one, you went for Manchester City.
Oh.
And number two, Liverpool.
Okay, well, you got two out.
So you got two up there, but then three and four is completely blank, guys.
Maybe they knew COVID was coming.
It must have been very contentious in the live chat because three and four is actually blank, but you've got the top two, albeit the wrong way around. Top in FPL, Sam.
Go on.
Top FPL point-scoring midfielder.
They wouldn't have put KDB.
Mo Salah. So that is unlucky because up until today, I think he was, wasn't he?
They were tied and today.
So that is pretty
close,
guys.
And if Klopp hadn't have benched him.
Pretty close, guys. Top point scoring forward, Harry Kane, the community said.
Oh, I love you guys.
Which is your influence. Harry Kane, you guys said. So, of course, no, wrong.
If he hadn't have been injured, maybe.
And then the final prediction that the community made, Sam, back in game week one, was it hashtag Team Sam or hashtag Team Lee? The community said, of course, hashtag Team Sam. See you later. Right, there we go. Okay, next predictions. Shall we ask?
Let's see Kun Karam.
So Kun Karam.
Is he in?
Kun Karam, if you are in, Karam, you are in, say hello. For those of you that are not following Karam on Twitter, at Karam Taser on Twitter. I'm sure most of you will be following
He's
Karam.
He's also on Instagram.
Over on Twitter. He's on there as well.
You find him in sometimes on the Scoutcast for FF Scout as yes. well. And he often makes appearances on the Scout Instagram too. So yeah, keep your eyes out
he
for
He is
Karam.
All over. He's a very,
he makes some great content too.
He's a great, great content creator. Now, we met him at a pre-season meetup.
We meet him in bars quite a lot.
In a bar. And he said, I'd love to be part of your predictions. So here are my predictions in a booking.com.
Yeah, it works for booking.com.
Booking.com envelope.
Other hotel services are available.
Here are, Sam, Kun Karam's predictions.
We don't know what he's written.
I have no idea.
We have no idea because we didn't
Absolutely
open
no
them.
Idea. Interest. Ooh. Ooh.
Well, he's a City fan, okay. So let's just start with that.
Top four.
City first.
Man City first.
Yeah, of course, he's a City fan.
Man City 1, Liverpool 2, Spurs 3.
Well, that was back when Poch was in charge and we'd just come out of the Champions League, I suppose.
Leicester City 4.
Oh, he
weren't
far off.
Which is a very nice shout. That's a good shout, by the way, Kun Karam. Leicester City 4. Relegated teams, 18th. He also relegated Newcastle United.
Wow, why did everyone think... Did I put them too?
I probably did. 19th, Norwich.
Okay, well, that was fine.
20th, Sheffield United, getting no love whatsoever.
Why did we all think Sheffield were going to go down? Did I think that too?
I must have put it. Golden Boot, Mo Salah.
Okay, well,
so again,
see
not too far off. But there are Kun Karam's predictions. Thank you, Karam, for sending us those. Absolutely sensational. Man City, Liverpool, Spurs, Leicester.
Did he not put Team Sam or Team Lee?
He dare not.
He was definitely Team Sam. Right, let me have mine. I want to see mine.
That is Kun Karam's predictions. Thank you, Kun Karam, for doing that for us. Sam from FPL Family.
I'll have mine.
Go on then. Sam from FPL Family. What did you predict? How did you predict the season was going to unfold? Let's start with... No, you start where you want. Go on.
Okay, top four.
Top four.
Liverpool.
Did you guess us as champions? Yes. Yes, Sam.
Liverpool City. So two, right?
Good effort.
Spurs. And then Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Who did finish fourth.
Three out of four. Very
three
good.
Three out of four is not bad.
Very good. You predicted Liverpool champions.
Yeah.
Knew it was the reason I married you. Look at that. Beautiful.
Well,
love that.
I was sitting next to you at the time.
Love. Bottom three, relegation.
Brighton.
Okay.
Got out of it last minute.
Jules would not have been happy about that,
sorry,
but okay.
Sorry,
go on.
Jules, sorry. Norwich.
Norwich, okay.
And Sheffield.
What was it? Sheffield United. Obviously, people had not heard of the overlapping centre-backs.
Obviously not.
People were
talking about overlapping centre-back. Looney getting a goal today.
Lundstrom, yeah, the Lord.
Golden Boot. Well, of course I put Kane. Of course I did.
Okay, right.
Top FPL point scorers.
Yes.
In the midfield, I put Sterling.
Okay.
Reasonable guess.
Not a bad guess.
Striker, I had Kane.
Yeah.
And defender, I had Robbo.
Okay.
So,
all right, well, not bad.
I was sort of in the right ballpark.
Not bad,
for two
not
of them.
Bad. None of them right, you know.
None
but
of them
not
right.
Bad.
But fantasy gold, I put Kane in a big smiley face, and then I put Sam to beat Lee again.
Sam to beat Lee again, which of course happened. The most predictable of predictions, guys. I can tell
I'm
you.
I'm quite pleased with that. The top four.
Very good.
Why do we all think Sheffield were going to be so bad.
I'm super, super impressed that you backed us for champions. I'm loving that.
You deserved it last year.
Absolutely loving that.
I bet you did too.
Let's go. Oh, my handwriting is absolutely awful. Here we go, guys. Here we go. My prediction for champions of the Premier League for this season were...
Liverpool. Must have been.
Man City.
No! Well, I backed you and you didn't.
I've got Man City.
You're an absolute disgrace. How can you call yourself a Liverpool fan and not back yourselves to win the league?
So you, Sam, have predicted Liverpool to be champions and I've predicted Man City. That's disgusting, isn't it? That's disgusting. Second to fourth, I've gone Liverpool second.
Yeah.
I've gone Tottenham third.
See, everyone thought Spurs were going to be third.
And I've gone Arsenal fourth.
None.
That is... Zero out of four, as far as I'm concerned. Relegation, I put 18th Newcastle, 19th Sheffield United, 20th Norwich.
Okay, well, you got Norwich right.
So I got Norwich right. I can have that, but no one was saying Bournemouth. No one was saying Watford, right? I mean,
they weren't that bad. Like, you relegated Watford the year before.
Yeah. Well, there we go. All right. Golden Boot, I put Sergio Aguero. Mm. Nowhere near it. Bit unlucky with injuries, but yeah. Nowhere near it. Sergio Aguero, I backed to go good again.
Okay.
Top FPL defender. I've got a defender for some reason, a midfielder and a striker. Top FPL defender.
Robbo, Kane and Sterling.
Oh, Robbo. Okay. Well, I put Trent, top FPL defender.
Well, you were right.
I was right about that. Top FPL midfielder, Sterling.
No.
I've put, so I can't have that. Top FPL striker, I've got Harry Kane as well.
Yeah, because I think...
But I have high hopes for Spurs before the beginning of the season.
Well, because... And I think if you remember back, we didn't realise how bad Spurs were. Because they made the Champions League final, and then we were doing the Amazon documentary, and I think we all thought, oh, they've got to have a good season. It's all going to be on camera.
It's going to be on Amazon. I can't wait for that, by the way.
Oh, my God, I can't. It's going to be Car Crash TV. Go on.
So, just in summary...
Who did you put was going to win?
I put Team Lee was going to win. Of course I did.
Oh, well, you... Absolutely. So, you don't back your own team to win, but you back yourself.
So, just in summary, guys, Sam backed Liverpool to be champions this year and was absolutely right. And I backed Man City to be champions. I thought I'd done that as well. I was not looking forward to this moment because I'm pretty sure that I'd done that.
Are we doing this again?
Oh, yeah, of course we are. Yeah, of course we are. In a couple of weeks from now.
When we first stream back, are we doing this?
We're going to do first stream back. We'll have the... guys doing their predictions in the live chat game. You and I can do predictions, and whoever randomly from the community we meet in a bar can also give us their predictions.
I don't know if we're going to meet anyone randomly in a bar.
Not sure if we're going to be able to do that, to be honest with you. So there we go, Sam. That is it for season 19-20. Guys, thank you for listening to us, for putting up with us, for watching us this whole season. It's been bloody bonkers, isn't it? What a season. It's been ridiculous. Obviously... I'm very, very happy with my overall rank in FPL, but I'm delighted with how the season's panned out from a Liverpool perspective. Yeah. I obviously did not think we were going to win the championship, but I'm obviously delighted that we have, of course. Who knows what next season is going to throw up? Could throw up anything.
Just in case you haven't heard enough of me, you can hear from me once more. On Tuesday, we're recording the final official FPL pod of the season.
We can talk about season the season's review. Done.
Season review. Oh, okay. Highs and lows, best fantasy assets, worst fantasy assets, best decisions, worst decisions. All of that good stuff. So if you haven't quite filled your boots with FPL, there's one more chance.
One more podcast to come. And a quick hello to Kez at FPL. Thank you, Kieran, for the super chat. He's saying, just want to say a big thank you to you guys who make FPL that little bit more special. To all of us, thanks again. Can't wait to do it all again next year. And I think that is the perfect note to end on, Kieran, because that is exactly how we feel. Absolutely brilliant to have you along. Thank you for the 10K subscribers. That is absolutely sensational. Thank you for the follows on Twitter, the likes in Patreon, the follows and the posts that you put on Instagram and all the Facebookers as well. Been an absolutely sensational season. Leave us a like before you go. Hit that subscribe button because we're going to be back before you know it. September the 12th is when the Premier League kicks off again.
Come on, I think official
FPL are going to release this game in a couple of weeks from now. I think during the Champions League stuff, we are going to get another open game. That is my prediction. Much better than the predictions I made from last season.
I don't know. I'm lying in a dark room until it happens. You'll have to come and get me out of...
Well, after today, after game week 38, after that quarter to three madness, after all the games today, and after the 2.5 hours I've done on Scoutcast Match Day, and the hour and a half I've just done with you guys, I think we need a bit of a lie down, don't we?
I need a long lie down.
We need a lie down and a taboo.
Oh, talking about taboos. We'll have one then while we watch Match of the Day.
Guys, thanks for joining us. Leave us a like. We will see you in probably about 2 or 3 weeks for the start of 2021. Until then, see you soon.
Bye, guys.